This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to just conclude the davening with one brief Dvar Halacha, and today's Dvar Halacha is going to be the importance of learning at least something in the immediate aftermath of davening. The Mechaber tells us in Simakuf Nun Hei that after you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you should immediately go to the Beis HaMedresh and establish a time to learn. V'yikva es lilmoid. This comes from the Gemara Brachas on Daf Samach Daled. Amar Rav Levi ben Chia, hayoytze mi Beis HaKnesses v'nichnas l'Beis HaMedresh. Someone who enters the shul and then enters the Beis HaMedresh. Hayoytze mi Beis HaKnesses, someone who leaves the shul and enters the Beis HaMedresh, and he's oisek b'toyra, says the Gemara, zoicha u'mekabel pnei shechina. In the afterlife, he will merit to receive and behold the countenance of the shechina, like it's the pasuk says, yelchu mechayel el choyel yeira el elokim b'tzion. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, pei daled. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this was in the olden days that they had a separate Beis HaKnesses and a separate Beis HaMedresh. However, in our times, this is still Shayach, where a person immediately learns something in the immediate aftermath of Tefillah. Now, the Marsha writes that the limud that one does should also be Barabim, meaning it's not sufficient just to learn on one's own, because since this is derived from the Pasuk, Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel, Chayel implies a multitude. Therefore, one should go from Tefillah B'tzibor to Limud B'tzibor. Now, the Biur Halacha points out, L'chadchila, it is a special mitzvah to try whenever able to learn together with other people, b'chabura, not to learn on one's own. And the Biur Halacha basically delineates three advantages of learning together with other people. Number one, we have the principle of Baroi V'am Hadras Melech, that the more people that are involved in a mitzvah, the greater honor you bring to the king, the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Number two, the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos says that when a person does a mitzvah with a rabbim, he then is, instead of Hashem just remembering his good deed, he's actually recorded in a special Sefer HaZichronos. And number three, the Medrash teaches us that when Klal Yisrael learns B'chabura, Hashem shows favoritism to the Jewish people. Hashem is noisei panim to Klal Yisrael. Now, how much do you need to learn? How long does one need to learn to fulfill this inyan of Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel? So the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chadchila, since one has to be koveya itim la Torah, which is a significant amount of time, one should learn a significant amount of time immediately after davening. But if somebody has something very important to do, or if someone has extenuating circumstances and you can't learn something significant, at the very, very least, one is required to learn minimum one pasuk or one dvar halacha, says Magen Avraham. And by doing so, one would fulfill this inyan of Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel. But I want to call this new series after davening elevating your tefillah. So this is a method to elevate one's tefillah, because Levush writes that by learning right after davening, it's a skula to have your tefillahs answered. Like the pasuk immediately in Tehillim after Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel is Yeira Elokim Hashem Elokim Tzvakais Shema Tefilasi. In other words, at first it says Yelchu Mechayel El Choyel Yeira El Elokim Tzion. That's the inyan of learning right after davening, and immediately after it says Hashem Elokim Tzvakais Shema Tefilasi, that Hashem listened to my tefillah. In other words, by fulfilling the inyan of learning after davening, it is a skula to have one's tefillahs answered. So Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to have our first day of at least davening together in some fashion. And may it be a kiyum of both tefillah together with a chabura and Torah together with a chabura. Wishing everyone a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.